And today, this teaching video that we're doing is under the playlist or for the YouTube channel under mini documentary presentation. Today we are the 22nd of June, 2019. All right. So of course we already did a live stream, and what we're doing right now is we're doing this video for YouTube, and of course it's going to be for Facebook. We're going to put it on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. And of course, we're looking into, slowly but surely, looking into doing some podcasting and also some getting our own network, different things like that. So like our brother said, we don't despise small beginnings, which is a scripture, right?
Amen.
So special guest today, very special guest. We have here Matthew Rock, or Matt Rock, or Matt the Rock, or Matthew the Rock. Not the Rock, because we know who the Rock is.
That's Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
All right.
The solid rock.
He's the solid rock. So he's not the rock, but he's on the rock.
Amen.
He's on Jesus.
Amen.
And so am I. I'm not on him. No, we're both on Jesus.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. So key topic today is, or the key question is was Jesus directly or indirectly involved or not involved in what? In all of this quote-unquote politics. And I say this because the pre-introduction here is that we are at, where's yours?
Set that one down.
Oh, okay. There. We're right here. We're at Ford Fest. Ford Fest, which is Markham Fairgrounds. We're here at Markham Fairgrounds. And Doug Ford, Premier of Ontario, regarding the Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario. We're not here to promote a party, even though we do have to choose one over the other. But we're not here for that. We're not here for that because we want to look into what the Word says about these different things. And so I just want to put a little plug in here. We already did the live stream inside the premises on the grounds. And out of that, we're in line to get a bite to eat. And there's this guy in front of us. He had a little umbrella as a hat. And you can tell they're from Asia. So we got talking. And finally, you know, she read my shirt and she goes, "Oh, are you guys Christian?" And so we ended up having really good fellowship with
Amen.
Them. Yeah, and we sat down with them. We had Amen. A bite to eat. We good fella. You prayed for them.
Beautiful brother and sister.
Beautiful brother young and sister. Children. The Lord. Young children.
Little boy.
Just
girl.
Came over from China 14 years ago. So it was great. I just feel like, you know, it just confirmed what God, you know, had brought us here. Because the timing was impeccable.
Yeah, amen.
Just the way we cut it, you know, got in line there right in front of us.
Praise God.
You know, it was just God. So anyhow, introduction. Some scholars or preachers say that Jesus was involved in politics and or was not involved in politics. Yet others say that he shunned politics altogether, or politicians altogether. The four Gospels have much to say as well as revealed to us when it comes to the activities that surrounded the life and ministry of our Lord. There's lots in there. I don't know as much the Gospel as I do as the Epistles. But that's changing. Number B, I find the very same thing when I read the Epistles, and this is something that has caught my attention, because Paul talked about the Romans, right?
Amen.
And Romans were part of the government at that time. You know, he's thrown in jail. Yeah. It's the government who's thrown him in jail.
Right.
Right? So there's something to that.
Right?
Yeah. So he was upsetting government.
Yep.
And Jesus was also.
Yeah.
You know, in a good way.
Well.
In a good way. Right? Anyhow, let's keep going here. I got my attention more starting with American politics approximately 10 years ago when Mitt Romney and Obama was running for the White House. And then now with Donald Trump and regarding the Republicans versus Democrats, as well as we have over here concerning, our present Prime Minister right now is Justin Trudeau, and concerning the Liberals versus the Conservatives, of course, you know, there's a big fight right now, basically. It's a fight, you know. So, number C, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, number C, politics as well as religion have always been two top hot topics that many people, they would rather avoid altogether in their life, yet avoiding them will not make them go away.
That's right.
The question regarding church and state is also directly involved in all of this.
Go ahead, D.
Number D, at this time, I don't have a clear word of the Lord for myself regarding all of this.
Now, I wrote that down, but that's the same for you too, basically, right? Amen. You don't have a clear word, right?
No, I don't.
Okay, not yet.
Yeah, not yet. No.
Go ahead.
So I don't have a clear word from the Lord for this regarding all of this, but I have a sense of urgency when it comes to what the Word does have to say about the Great Commission,
that's right,
as well as making disciples,
that's right,
which has to do with all, that's all human beings, including politicians, those directly or indirectly involved in politics, especially when it has to do with my own nation of Canada. The province of Ontario, which we live in,
that's right,
the region of Durham,
that's right,
and the city of Oshawa and Whippy, where we live.
Where you live.
Yeah, where I live.
Yeah.
Here's in Oshawa. I'm in Whippy.
Or are you in Oshawa and I'm in Whippy? No. It's a joke. All right. Yeah. Okay. Number E. Got to have a little fun, right?
Exactly.
Not too much, though.
Yeah.
Not too much.
Well, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
But that's not fun. That's joy.
Oh, yeah.
That's different. Right. Okay. One of the things that I realized over the last few years is that there are many people with different political parties, quote unquote political parties, that don't have a that don't only have a political agenda that is not healthy for a nation, but they also have a religious or spiritual agenda as well that is very unhealthy, meaning detrimental for our respective nations, which is something that concerns me the most, what's happening in this time. Well, we're not going to get into that too much, but to just align to give a prime example, what I just said concerning a spiritual or religious agenda, in Ephesians 6, 11, 12, it says, verse 11 says, put on God's whole armor, the armor of the heavy armored soldier, which God supplies, that you may be able to successfully to stand up against all, not just some, but all the strategies and deceits of the evil one. And Paul unpacks that in the very next verse. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Verse 12.
Yeah, verse 12 says, for we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, that's contending only with the physical opponents, but against
despotisms.
Despotisms.
Yeah.
Against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly and supernatural sphere.
Or the invisible sphere, the invisible realm. So I made a note of this the other day in Omimi. I said, when you've got people out to destroy a nation, there's got to be a principality behind it, because principality is all about destroying, right?
Yeah.
What does it say, John 10:10? The thief came to what?
Steal, kill, and destroy.
Okay, but Jesus came to what? To give
to
life.
To give life and life more abundantly.
That's right. So obviously Jesus is not behind these people that are trying to destroy our nation.
Right.
Definitely not.
Amen.
It's not Jesus. Now, we have got Christians that saying Jesus is behind that, right?
Right.
But they're wrong, right?
Right.
Okay, we won't get into that.
Yeah.
All right. So F, still in the introduction here. You know my introductions are always long, but the introductions are fundamental in order to lay a foundation.
Amen.
Okay, I'm big on foundation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. At this time, I would say that most of our politicians are not yet saved. Not yet.
Not yet.
Right? They're saved.
They're going to be saved.
But they're going to get saved.
We're going to assist to get them saved.
That's right. That's right. And those that are saved have not been properly spiritually trained and equipped when it comes to their place, their position, government, in order to have the right kind of influence. Now, I forgot to make a mention of that. This is the problem with the church right here. If we've got a true apostolic church, which you're going to read after, we'd have leaders that would, by the Spirit, they would know, and the people, of course, they'd already know themselves because they can sense it, and God would talk to them. There's got to be a confirmation from the leaders. You're called to politics. You're called to become the next Prime Minister of Canada.
Right. Yeah.
This is the way it should be. This is the way it should be.
Yeah.
Raising them up within a local church.
Right.
But we're not doing that.
No.
We're not even, you know, we're supposed to have apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and all these different gifting.
Right.
And we're neglecting most of that.
Right.
So imagine the whole political arena. I mean, it's not even on people's radar screen.
No.
It goes right over their head like a lead balloon.
Right.
That's all wrong.
Right.
That's all wrong. Very wrong. Yeah. So goes right into what I said here. Go ahead, G.
G, I will venture to say that the overall church has failed to recognize and to realize and to recognize those who have been called by God in order to be trained properly so that they can enter the political arena, the sphere, with great success.
That's right.
Changing not only the political atmospheres, but the spiritual atmospheres that control the world government.
Yeah, see, we talked about that before. Bringing the kingdom of God in politics. Imagine that. Imagine, we talked about this, right? Imagine. Amen. We're going to look at this verse, and then maybe I'll share about that a little bit. Colossians 1:18 says, Paul says this, He, Christ, also is the head of his body, the church, seeing he is the beginning, the firstborn from all among the dead, so that he alone in everything, and that's what I said over there, not just in the church, but in the world,
right?
In the world.
In everything.
That's everything. What you, we, the seven yeah. things, that we're going to look into that after. Yeah. In every respect, so in everything, in every respect, might occupy the chief place, stand first, and be preeminent. So what are we talking about over there? The seven spheres, or the seven what?
The seven mountains.
What are they?
Yeah. Well, there's the religion, there's the government, there's the education, the arts and entertainment,
that
the
covers
business.
Sports, I think, right?
Yeah.
Sport,
yeah.
Business.
I said the education.
Military.
Law enforcement.
Yeah, I think that covers basically
pretty well
all. Jesus wants to preeminent over all of that.
Right.
He really does, yeah. Well, they're looking for their cars, that's why they're doing that. Okay, so H, my final comment here in the introduction is, a true apostolic church is a church or an invading force. If you really look at what the word says about the church, we're supposed to be invading a society in a good way, right?
Right.
Yeah. Jesus said, you know, I'll build my church and the church, the gates of Hades shall not prevail. But if he's not building his church, then guess who's prevailing? The gates of Hades are prevailing, right?
Yeah.
And that's what's happening in a lot of places.
Right.
Yeah. So an invading force that invades all areas of life or all spheres of life in society because of the Great Commission. That's what he's talking about, the seven mountains, okay? A lot of people don't believe in the seven mountains. Well, wow. We're being influenced by them every day.
Right.
And most people don't even realize that.
Right.
You're being influenced by it.
Right.
You know? So key references to this. So we're going to look at here. This is very popular, but most, I would say that most Christians don't even do this. I was guilty of this years ago. 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 to 6. We're going to take two verses each. I'm going to start first. First of all, then admonish and urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving. Four things. Four. Not one, not two, not three. Four. Be offered on behalf of all men. Now that word men is anthropos. It's got nothing to do with gender. It's male, female, and children, and all. Verse 2.
That's king, all mankind, right?
All mankind.
All mankind.
All mankind. Yeah, not leaving, not one out.
Right.
For kings. Over here, we got prime ministers, states. We've got, you know, congressmen. We've got presidents. Other nations, it's chancellors, you know. So other places, there are kings.
Yeah.
Jordan, it's a king of Jordan, right?
Right.
He's a king.
Right.
So for kings and all who are in positions of authority or high responsibility, that outwardly we may pass a quiet and undisturbed life, and inwardly a peaceable one, in all godliness and reverence and seriousness. I like that word, seriousness. No fun in that. Hallelujah. In every way. Go ahead. Verse 3 and 4.
Yeah. Verse 3 says, for such praying is good and right, and it is pleasing, and it is acceptable to God, our Savior.
Really? He likes that?
Oh, yeah.
So if we don't do it, he's not too happy.
No.
Okay.
All right. No, he's commanding us to.
That's right.
Right. That's our assignment.
You know, there's
our
difference.
Authority to pray.
And there's a difference between God loving us and God being pleased with us.
Right.
God loves everybody.
Right.
Even loves a sinner.
Right.
But you think he's pleased with a lot of Christians when they're not living up to what he wants? Yeah. He's not pleased with them.
No.
No. Okay, let's keep going. Number four.
Yeah, number four says, who wishes all men.
Mankind.
All mankind, that's right. To be saved. All mankind. And increasingly to perceive and to recognize and to discern and to know precisely and correctly the divine truth.
You articulate very well, I have to admit.
Thank you.
You're a good articulator. That's good. That's good for videos. Verse 5 and 6, for there's only one God and only one mediator between God and man, mankind, the man, not the men, the man, Christ Jesus, the second Adam, who became our substitute at the cross. Verse 6, who gave himself as a ransom for all people, a fact that was attested to and at the right and proper time. Matthew, you can read Matthew 4:19.
Yeah, Matthew 4:19. This is from the Amplified Classic.
That's right.
Bible.
That's right. Yeah.
And he, Jesus, said to them, his disciples,
that's right,
come after me, Jesus, as my disciples, letting me, Jesus, be your guide and follow me,
follow
Jesus, and I will. Now that's a guarantee.
Guaranteed.
I will.
That's right.
I will, he says, make you my disciples, fishers of men.
Meaning, if you're not a fisher of men, you're not following Jesus, basically.
Right.
You're just not.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Listen.
Grow up.
You know?
Learn your position.
That's right. As a son of God, right?
Amen.
Grow up. That's right. Okay. Mark 16, verse 15 and 20. I'll take the first one. Verse 15. And he said, Jesus said to them, go. He didn't say stop. He didn't say sit down. He said go.
Right.
Right? Into all the world, or going into all the world, and preach and publish openly. Openly. Oh, no. We can't do that. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. We're afraid to do that. Right? Mm-hmm. No. That's called the fear of man.
Right.
Right. Openly, the good news, the gospel. It is good news, right?
Right.
I'll tell you.
Right.
Yeah. To a lot of people, we read that the other day in Omimi. It says that the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing.
Right.
So if you think, not you, but if people think that the cross is foolishness, that means they're perishing.
Right.
That's not good news.
I think it's even more than just good news. I think it's the best news we could ever receive.
Well, we just made a little comment on my video, Facebook. It's called, once you understand the good news, once you experience the good news, it becomes great news.
Wow.
It is
awesome.
Great news,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't have to go to hell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome.
Don't have to go to hell. Don't have to be sick.
Right.
Don't have to be broke.
No.
Don't have to live in fear.
No.
Don't have to live with worry.
Right.
I don't have to live in weakness.
No.
Wow.
No.
I don't have to be a boo-hoo. Like,
right.
I mean, oh, no.
Because you're an overcomer.
I'm an overcomer.
And you can do all things in Christ Jesus.
Who strengthens you. That's right. Amen. And that's just part of it.
Right.
That's just one verse.
Right.
Wow. Okay. That sounds
Hallelujah.
Good.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Okay. 20.
Okay. Yeah. Verse 20 says, and they, the disciples, they went out and they preached everywhere.
Everywhere?
Everywhere.
No, you sure?
Yeah. Highways, byways, under bridges, mountaintops.
Markham Fairground?
Yeah. The political arenas.
The political arenas.
Right,
are you
right?
Sure?
Oh, yeah.
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 Wow.
We're doing it today.
Oh, we're doing it today?
We're doing it today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Praise God. Everywhere we're
everywhere.
Doing it.
Wow.
By the Spirit of God.
By the Spirit.
Led by the Spirit of God. That's with right. love.
With love. Oh,
yeah.
Love.
With love.
Oh, you're so big on love. Sometimes you irritate
me. That's because Jesus loves me.
Oh, does he?
He loved me first.
Before he loved me?
He loved me when I was sin still.
And he loved me when I was a sinner.
Right.
Okay, that's
exactly.
All right. So he doesn't love you more than he loves me. I think he loves me more than he loves you.
Well, we'll have to get his counsel on that.
We'll get his counsel. No, I think he loves us equally. Okay, go
That's
ahead.
True. That's
while
true.
The Lord kept.
Okay, yeah.
Wild
and Lord. While the Lord kept working
with them,
the disciples,
yeah.
which is us,
yeah.
and confirming, the Lord was confirming the message by the attesting signs and miracles that closely accompany it. Amen.
Amen.
So be it.
Imagine, I made a note of this the other day. So the disciples are here on this earth. This Jesus is... He's in heaven.
Amen.
When he said that.
Yeah.
But he said he's working with them.
Amen.
How is he working with them?
By
his spirit.
By his spirit, right?
Right?
Right.
That's how he's working. I
Amen.
Saw that the other day. Hold on. You're there now. They're down here.
Right.
But you're saying you're working with them.
Right.
Well, how's he working with them when he's up there and we're down here?
Right.
By his spirit who
right.
lives inside of us, right?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. There you go. Okay.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians 5:18. But all things are from God who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself, received us into favor, brought us into harmony with himself, and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation, that by word and deed we might aim to bring others into harmony with him. So we don't keep it to ourselves.
Right.
We want to bring others, right?
Right.
We want to bring others into the fold, into the family
well,
of God.
If we kept to ourselves, that'd be selfish.
That'd be sin.
Well, it'd be sin too.
It'd be sin. It's, selfishness is sin because it's
right.
of the old man, self.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
We're supposed to put off the self, right?
Right.
Okay. Last word.
Freely receive, we freely
give.
Give.
That's right. Last words, final comments.
Well, I'd just like to thank my brother Pierre here from Missionary Enterprises for inviting me out to this Doug Ford Fest and this celebration.
And you wanted today. You've been wanting to come out here for a couple years.
Yeah.
You told me that.
Yeah.
You told us that when we were in there.
Right.
I said, wow.
Right. So God answered a prayer.
And when
a few years later,
I text you, I'm going,
right time.
What's he gonna say? He's going, I don't have no time for that. And the whole time you tell me later on that you've been wanting to come out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
It's been a glorious day.
Great day.
Beautiful weather, and we got
met some great people.
Yeah, we got thousands of people here.
Yeah.
We met some great people in here. Yeah, we had some food, and we had some time together.
Yeah.
Brothers and our brother Dave here.
David gave me David gave me his hot dog. I had a hot dog and a burger.
Yeah, it was great.
I don't look like it, but anyhow.
So we thank you, Doug.
Yeah.
We thank you, Jesus.